Tella Adson's life at sea actually begins a few miles inland in Wasilla with her parents.
They had a dream of a landlocked dream of going to sea, and so they started building a 45-foot sailboat in the backyard. And with the full-time jobs of being veterinarians, it took 7 years to complete.
When it was done, they sold the veterinary practice, launched the sailboat from Anchorage, and sailed across the Gulf of Alaska.
We landed in Sitka, and that was in 1984, when there were a lot of fishing families, like families with young kids running around in Thompson Harbor, and folks who made trolling look like a lot of fun, and like it was something that a family could do together. So they rigged up the sailboat to be a hand troller, and that was how we got started.
I would imagine that it sounded like one of those things that, boy, that looks like a fun way to make a living, and then it turned out to be a little harder.
You know, I've just recently been going back through my folks' original logbooks, and like the very first few entries, they're out hand trolling by Vitskari Rocks, you know, right out in front of town, and they'll get like 2 coho a day and 10 humpies. So there was a pretty steep learning curve. Like there's a note, we made $19 today.
But it can't have been all bad because the family soon upgraded. They built the Willie Lee II, a 54-foot troller, and fished it for a few years. Eventually, Adson's parents split up. Her dad took a job on land, and her mom took the helm of the boat. Adson says, looking back on it, she's really proud of what her mom did and appreciates all the hard work that went into running a boat and raising a daughter at the same time. But back then, it was not always easy.
Because I was a really angry, obnoxious teenager, so we made one trip. We stayed out for 26 days, just the two of us, on that boat together, and you know, a boat never gets so small as when you have two people in a conflicted, tense relationship, let alone a mother and a daughter.
Adson spent a little more time fishing, including for a captain who, she says, marveled at the novelty of having a woman on his crew.
I got really tired of being teased as the liberal little college girl, and it made me really bitter at an industry that I loved a lot. So I left after that season and took a break and went and did social work in Seattle.
After 6 years living paycheck to paycheck, she decided to come back to fishing and to Alaska. And she says she returned to an industry that felt much different.
I see a lot more women running their own boats. I see a lot of young women running their own boats.
Would you encourage young women today to get into fishing?
I would encourage any young person today to get into fishing, and I would certainly encourage a young woman to also. In anyone young and green who's coming to the fleet, I always feel protective of them because they have no idea, you know, what's a good boat. They don't know what makes a good boat or a good captain. And I think that's particularly relevant for young women.
As a person who's a professional fisherwoman, and you know, what's the proper nomenclature? Is fisherwoman okay? Fisher? Does everybody get called fisherman?
Whatever you say is fine, Ed. we all have a different opinion. It's just like any group. We all have the term we attach to, and it's funny because like I'm super sensitive to using gender specific terms for any other industry or group, and for myself, I adopt fishermen, so it just doesn't make any sense.
Everybody's different.
Exactly.
Okay, so as a fisherman, you're investing a lot of time and emotion and money, you know, in something that's pretty risky. So even as somebody who grew up with it, do you ever sit there and think, what am I doing?
Yeah, even having done this for, I think, 26 seasons, it's still scary as a profession. Like, are we going to make a living at this summer? Or
you also have a lot of love for it.
I have so much love for it. And, you know, and that's the thing is that my partner also grew up fishing, and so he has the same amount of love for it. And neither of us ever imagined that we'd find a person that matched our passion and drive for fishing.
What I hear you saying when you talk about fishing is that it's the best job ever.
It is definitely the best job ever now in, you know, February, when I've forgotten mostly about all the worst days of last season. There are days during the summer, you know, with the sideways rain and you're not catching and it's just miserable out and things are breaking. You forget about those days because the other days are so good and just the privileges of our life is just so good.